What's up, everybody? Josh Grisham live alongside Nerd Informants Media. We're bringing you Hollywood's brightest stars and music's biggest names right here. I'm answering the call weekly. It's Hollywood Calling with Josh Grisham on the Branson Podcast Network and all major podcast platforms. It is Josh Grisham live alongside Nerd Informants Media and My 100.1 KOMC FM. This morning brings an excellent interview, and this one I have been excited about. That screener got sent to me from Paramount Pictures, and what a thrill ride it was from front to back. I've got a very talented director and producer who has been attached to numerous and iconic series since the mid-80s. He's a BAFTA winner, Emmy nominated by the Directors Guild of America multiple times over. Upcoming projects for him include Reagan, starring Dennis Quaid and Penelope Ann Miller. You will know him from his work with The Secret World of Alex Mack, a favorite for me as a kid. Even Stevens, That's So Raven, Soul Surfer. And as of October 6th, in select theaters and digitally and on demand, his new film, Vindicta, is out. And man, what a ride. Please welcome to the show, Sean McNamara. Welcome in, my friend.
Thank you so much, Josh. I'm actually here in St. Louis, Missouri, on a scout for my next film called On Fire. But I'm here just excited for the release of this film.
Dude, you're in St. Louis. Oh my gosh. Well, I tell you what, man, when On Fire gets into full swing for production, you've got to come down to Branson. You've got studio time on the mic already guaranteed. Come down to Branson, hang out with us, man. Congratulations on that. You've got big things going.
I am very fortunate, but I love Missouri. I love this town, and I'm just enjoying the heck out of it.
Oh, and Sean, I'll jump back a little bit for you. I want to say congratulations on Vindicta. I'm appreciative of Paramount sending us a screener. This one right here, man, you talk about a thriller with a stacked cast. On board with you, you've got Elena Kamporis, you've got Sean Astin, Jeremy Piven, and I don't want to give away the villain. We'll get to that in a little bit, but you got to be proud of this film, man. It was, I'm just, dare I say, on and don't think ill of me here, but balls to the wall, it's a winner. I loved it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you just mentioned this just incredible cast. Elena Kamporis is going to be a major star. I mean, she's already a movie star in My Big Fat Greek Wedding, but she can sing, she can dance, she's talented, she does martial arts, and she's just one of the best actresses I've ever worked with. And then you got, you know, Sean Astin, Rudy, my gosh, he's just great, and I would just drill him every day about how they shot Lord of the Rings and what it was like working with Peter Jackson. And then Ari Gold himself, Jeremy Piven. I mean, what a presence on the set. And I would always like look at him and I'd go, oh my gosh, he's my agent here. But he was just a lovely man and became a wonderful father in Vindicta.
And the cool thing is this cast, they gelled very, very well. But I want to start with Elena, dude. And you are spot on and right with her. She's got that it factor. She's got the form. She's got the expression, all of that. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3. But dude, in this one, I got to say this. You framed her so well. The ending of the film and the shots that you got with her, you could just look at her, pause it, and go, this girl's got it. You had to be happy with her lead performance.
Absolutely. And you said it right. She's got the it factor. There's just something about her that when she walks into the room, she owns it. And I met her about, you know, the year before I made the film. And I was like, she just, you know, walked into the room. And I was like, who's that? And then that I got the chance to get to work with her is incredible. But she is the best. She's a talent. And she played Lou, our paramedic, in just a wonderful way. And again, the story is about this paramedic that has to go out on her first day into the riots of Seattle. And that's bad enough and hard enough and dangerous enough. And then she's confronted with a serial killer. And what is she going to do?
Oh, man. And I want to circle back to Sean and Jeremy in a little bit. And this tease is going to do justice because I want to go ahead and say who it is. But I don't want to do that because I don't want to spoil it for anybody. But I'll just say this. Your villain in the film, Sean, you had to go big. You certainly did that just by the frame and how tall this dude is, who you cast. And he's also a fan favorite. I'm going to leave it at that. But I want you to expand on if you can and stay with me on being spoiler free. But dude, the cast member that you chose for it, absolutely perfect. He's well known, and what a surprise. Amazing stuff.
Yeah, well, your antagonist in a movie is just as, I mean, he's our Darth Vader, if you will. And yeah, he is just amazing, and he's got a great backstory. And all of a sudden, you're like, you're in it with him. Like, what's going on with this guy? And why is he doing the nefarious things that he's doing? And also just, you know, I love movies that have masks. I grew up on films like Halloween. I grew up on films like The Exorcist and The Shining, but I love films where the bad guys wearing a mask. And that's what we tried to achieve here in one like we've never seen before.
Dude, and I'm glad you said that and you went back to Halloween and the films you grew up in as a kid. I love the mask in this one, and it really called back to me. I'm trying to think of the one, and you'll know the film when I talk about it. The White Mask. It's not My Bloody Valentine, but it was a film where a guy was wearing a Cupid mask, and Denise Richards was in it. She bites it in a hot tub. Do you remember the name of that one? That was the mask that I immediately thought of when I saw the mask worn by the killer in this one.
I know the movie you're talking about. I don't know the name of it offhand, but it was all those. Everything from Scream, from all those movies. I just love movies where the bad guys are in a mask.
And the cool thing is there are some great teases in the film, and matter of fact, there's one scene right at the end, and it's going to call your attention to a scene from Resurrection, Halloween Resurrection, and people will get the reference. The horror aficionados will know that, and when they see it, they're going to mark out and go, dude, yes, Sean, you gave us that. And it leads possibly to some new things potentially. I don't want to give much away, but that scene was cool. And as soon as I saw it, I'm like, I knew exactly where you were going from that and where you got your inspiration from. I thought that was cool too.
Very cool. Which scene was it? What happens in it again?
Halloween Resurrection. It's right there at the end, and I don't think it was in the theatrical release, but right at the end of Vindicta, those shots were. I mean, they.
Oh yes.
You know what I'm talking about. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but
yeah,
dude, that was.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. That's the whole point of those shots. So you got to see the movie to find out what we're talking about.
You better believe it. I think Sean and I both duality here. We are like pitching it and selling it in the best way possible. Dude, again, I just, you know, the fact that you put this together, you crafted it, it's taut, it's tense, it's got great surprises. Let me just ask you about the gore. I personally appreciated that. I'm giving you some major props for that, my friend. In dabbling in this, do you appreciate the practicality and the over the top, and do you feel as a director you could have pushed it even more?
You know, I'm always trying to think of things that we haven't seen before.
Yeah.
And then to figure out how to shoot it. So the whole point is, I went last summer to Malta and I saw a museum of torture devices. And I was appalled at what they did in the Middle Ages. So I thought, all right. And basically I stole most of the things from this torture museum that I found on the island of Malta.
Oh, a torture museum in Malta served as inspiration. Dude, I have had a lot of conversations over the years, and that is an inspiration that I have not gotten yet in an interview. That's inspired. I like that.
Absolutely. But the biggest inspiration came from right before I was in Malta. I was in Florence, Italy. And so, again, that's where the antagonist came from.
Again, it's perfect time for me to circle back to your other leads in this one, Sean Astin, Jeremy Piven. And both of those actors have done a lot in their careers. We grew up with them, especially Sean, going from Goonies to where he's at right now. He's a darling on the Comic-Con circuit right now. Lord of the Rings comes calling. Did you love the fact that as a director, and not saying that they haven't been attached to projects like this in their career before, but both for Sean and Jeremy, dare I say, something like this, it pushes them out of their comfort zone, and how did they react on set, and what was the most fun of working with both of them for you?
It was incredibly, incredibly fun. And like I said earlier, Sean Astin is somebody who I just grew up with, from Goonies to Rudy to Lord of the Rings. And I would just, like, when between shots, I would just corner him and say, how did you do this? How did Peter Jackson do that? And he just loved, like, when they went to go shoot those movies, they shot all three at the same time. It was like, hey, you got a gig and it's going to take 2 years of your life.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a commitment. And then Jeremy Piven from, you know, Entourage, it was just like, I mean, I've seen him before, but he's just an incredible actor and had such presence. And it was like having Gary Gold on the set, like, you know, that I would talk to him, and he just became a loving father over the course of this movie to Elena.
Oh, and the two of them as father and daughter was a very, very cool dynamic to see. And this one is a winner. I mean, if you are a lover of thrillers, if you're a lover of horror, if you love gore, dude, this film is really well faceted because it really gives something for everybody out there. And again, your villain, the protagonist, what a surprise. As soon as the film played its hand, it took us back into the past a little bit, came full circle, and I saw the face. I'm like, oh my god, dude, I grew up with this guy. He's tied to so many franchises. I'm like, and I'm not gonna reveal the name, but What was that conversation like securing him for the role as the villain? And was there any hesitation? Because it's a bit of a swing for the actor as well to go into that territory. What was that conversation like with your lead bad guy?
We would talk to each other, and it's all about subtlety, because I said the mask alone is just so lifeless, and it's like he just got to like turn his head back and forth. And that's why I just thought it was incredible. And he's just a terrific actor.
Let me ask about this. And since you're with him on set, he's larger than life in all the films I've seen him in. But this is a fun question for you, Sean. How tall is he in real life? I'm curious.
6'6".
Golly. 6'6". And was he taller than anybody else in the cast? I'm curious there, too.
Oh, he was taller than everybody in the cast. Absolutely. He just towered over all of us.
Oh, my gosh. And you talk about, I mean, just the terror factor on there. But was Elena intimidated, especially when she was sharing scenes with him? I mean, God, he dwarfed her. But I mean, she was fierce in her own right. Did that give you everything you needed between the two of them, especially sharing scenes?
It was great, but they were both such professionals. I mean, it was dangerous, you know, like, you know, there's this hulking guy wearing a mask where he can't see, holding sharp objects near her face and neck. And it was like every move had to be choreographed so that nothing bad would happen in real life.
Well, buddy, we're right up on time here at 38. I just want to say, dude, I mean, getting some extended time with you, Sean, has been just an absolute delight. I hope you enjoy the rest of your tour this morning. Vendicta is out right now. You go to a theater and check it out if you got the opportunity, or hey, pick it up on digital. But either way, get this film, digest it, have a great time. It's a winner from start to finish. Hey, welcome to Missouri well in advance before you get underway with On Fire. Dude, if you got time, come on down to Branson. Come and see us at the radio station. I'll put you on, play golf, whatever we got, man. I just wish you the best. This was awesome, and thank you.
Awesome. I can't wait to get down to Branson. Bye. Take care.
All right, man, and take care.